This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting erupted again in Sudan despite a truce. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Sudanese and foreigners streamed out of Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and other battle zones despite a new three-day truce brokered by the United States and Saudi Arabia. Aid agencies raise increasing alarm over the crumbling humanitarian situation in a country reliant on outside help. A series of short ceasefires the past week have either failed outright or brought only intermittent lulls in the fighting that has raged between the forces loyal to the country's two top generals since April 15th. Calls for negotiations to end the crisis in Africa's third largest nation have been ignored. I'm Norman Hall.
The World Health Organization has fired a doctor who faced allegations of repeated sexual misconduct. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
In an email to the Associated Press, a WHO spokeswoman says Timo Wakinivalu, a doctor from Fiji, was let go after findings of sexual misconduct and a disciplinary process. The AP first reported that Wakinivalu had been accused of sexually assaulting a woman at a conference in Berlin last October. Confidential documents show he had been flagged to senior directors for allegedly harassing another staffer in 2018, an incident that resulted in an informal warning, while the accuser was told that pursuing an investigation might not be the best option for her. In recent years, the World Health Organization has been plagued by reports of misconduct. I'm Jennifer King.
A ground assault by the Taliban killed the Islamic State militant who spearheaded the August 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans dead during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Initially, neither the U.S. nor apparently the Taliban were aware that the mastermind was dead. He was killed during a series of battles earlier this month in southern Afghanistan between the Taliban and Islamic State group's affiliate. This is VOA News. Russia's top diplomat warned Tuesday that the European Union is becoming militarized at a record rate and aggressive in its goal of containing Russia. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told a news conference he has no doubts that there is now very little difference between the EU and NATO. Lavrov said they recently signed a declaration which he said essentially states that the 31-member NATO military alliance will ensure the security of the 27-member EU political and economic organization. The U.S. has brought to the U.N. Security Council Elizabeth Whelan, the sister of Paul Whelan, an American imprisoned in Russia.
No longer know what my brother looks like. The images that we see on television and in the news, that's Paul Whelan in the life he was living before he was taken captive. No one has been allowed to take a photo of him since his trial almost 3 years ago.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield called on Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to release the Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, who's serving a 16-year sentence after being convicted of espionage. His family and the U.S. government have called the charges baseless. His sister Elizabeth was in the visitor's gallery for Monday's session. Consumer confidence has fallen again in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 101 this month. It was 104 in March. That's the third time in 4 months that overall consumer confidence has declined. The Conference Board's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions, inched up slightly. But the board's Expectations Index, a measure of consumers' six-month outlook for income, business, and labor conditions, fell to 68 this month from 74 in March. A reading under 80 often signals a recession in the coming year. I'm Mike Hempen.
A Japanese company spacecraft apparently crashed while attempting to land on the moon. Flight controllers lost contact Wednesday with the lander after it descended from lunar orbit, aiming for the dusty surface. More than 6 hours later, the company said there was a high probability that the lander had slammed into the moon. If all had gone well, the company would have been the first private business to pull off a lunar landing. Only three governments have successfully landed on the moon: Russia, the United States, and China. Spacecraft carried a mini lunar rover for the United Arab Emirates and a toy-like robot from Japan. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.